שכח. Okay, again, I apologize for the delay. We are in Shaar HaBitachon. Rabbi, you have the recording going? Okay. We are in Shaar HaBitachon. Shkayach, okay. We have Shaar HaBitachon, Perek Dalin. We're in page Shin Mem Ches in my Lev Tov edition. Okay. What we've seen the last few days, I just want to recap this. What we've seen the last few days is that a very big yesod, which has a few different parts to it. The Chovos HaLevavos is telling us that when it comes to mitzvahs, what Hashem puts into our hand and what Hashem expects of us is not necessarily making it happen, or not the final result, because that will sometimes not be in our hands. Hashem expects of us the desire to do it and the practical decision to do it. The which means the attempts. It means the efforts. You know what? I'm gonna approach this also from another angle, but momentarily. But as far as the final result goes, indeed, that is left up to Hashem. I'll approach this from another angle, just to bring out the point. One of the most common debates of religion, when you will find yourself in a situation where the conversation comes up with a secular Israeli or something like that, and he tries to engage you in religious debate, and you'll often find that it boils down to the defensive argument of Aikar Alev. The main thing is the heart. Good point, Rabbi. I'm going to just close the door just a second. The main thing is the heart. So as if to say, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing doesn't really matter. My heart is in the right place. The actions don't really matter. And that is what I call, you know, the concept called politically correct. There's also something that I refer to as emotionally correct. There are emotionally correct arguments that are hard to debate. So the same as political correctness, same concept. But you know what our answer to that is? 100%. It's all about the heart. The question is, how hard is your heart beating? It's all about the heart. Is your heart beating hard enough to get you off the couch? Is your heart beating hard enough to open your wallet? Is your heart beating hard enough to get you to hold back? If not, then you're right, it's all about the heart, but you got a pretty weak heart. You have to get to a cardiologist. So, and that also is actually the point that the Chovos HaLevavos is making too. Hashem wants your heart, but he wants a decision that actually spurs you to do everything you can. But at the end of the day, what Hashem is primarily going to reward you for is your decision to have done it and the efforts you made to do it. Why? Because that reflects a heart that's beating hard. And if a person says, yes, my heart is in the right place, but it's so faint that you can barely hear it, or you know what? My heart is in the right place, but it's so faint that I can barely hear it. That's the amount of schar you'll get. But indeed, when it comes to actually carrying it out, whether it will actually work or not, the Chovos HaLevavos says that goes back to being under Hashem's control. But he does want your heart to be so in the right place that it gets you to do everything you can, everything in your power to do what you can to make it happen, and that you, that is the expectation. Now, the Chemes Halav is concluded by saying, "V'cheino einish al avera." The same goes for punishment for an avera, which means also that here, when it comes to avera as well, we have these three layers that the Chemes Halav spoke about. There is the desire to do it, the theoretical desire to do it. That's one level. Then there's the decision to actually do it, and the practical efforts, the practical decision to do it, and the efforts to get it done. And then there is carrying it out. So here also, the Chavis HaVav is applying the same thing. The carrying it out, whether it happens or not, once again, is not necessarily in your hands. Where will Hashem hold you accountable? He'll hold you accountable for the first two layers. Now, what does this mean? So this also gives a very clear perspective on the other side of the coin of Oynes. Oynes Rachmana Patre. If a person did an act that was an Avera under complete Oynes, that means that there was no desire to do it, there was no decision to do it, and therefore the Torah is not going to hold him accountable, even though L'maisa, the act was done. Right? The same goes for, this is what we call Misasek, when it comes to Shabbos. A person falls against a light. A person falls against the light switch on Shabbos. It's not even called Shoigig. There's no, you don't bring a Korban Chatos. Korban Chatos, Shoigig, is but for a conscious act. I knew that I'm turning on the light, I just forgot that it's Shabbos. But when you fall against the light switch, there was no desire to do the act, there was no decision to do the act. That's called Misasek. It's basically nothing. So this is what he's telling us here. Now, on the other side of the coin is going to be that if a person didn't decide to do an Avera, this is the famous Gemara, right? That a person really wanted to do the Avera, just it didn't work out. The guy tried. He did everything he could, right? The case of the Gemara is he thought he's eating pork and turned out that it was lamb chops. So the Avera didn't happen. But the Gemara says he still requires kapara. Now again, the Chavis HaVav has told us earlier that whatever Hashem's reasons are, even though Hashem doesn't put the actual carrying out of the deed into your hands, if it does actually happen, you get reward for that too. So here also we say, if the Avera didn't actually happen, there won't be the same level of punishment. It'll be a notch down. But there is a level of accountability for the decision to do the Avera, even if it didn't work out. Now again, we are told that machshava in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. If a person just had the thought of doing something wrong, but he didn't actually do it, Hashem doesn't consider it as though he did it. Okay, but the Chavis HaVav is being mechadish here that a certain level won't be the same as if you actually did it, but there will be a certain level of accountability. Now it goes even to a more subtle level too, and this is a theme that threads the whole Chavis HaVav. Let's say the person only did the first layer. He did not decide to do the Avera, but he'd love to. That's, of course, more subtle. It does not make the grade of an Avera. Although, according to the Chavis HaVav, it does constitute what he calls an Avera Shebelev. The fact that a person's heart is not in the right place is also a fault. It's also something that's held against him. Now, this has to be qualified because, on the contrary, we do get a lot of schar for overcoming temptations that we do have. But then on the contrary, here we have our decision clashing. Theoretically, I'd like to do this, but I make a firm decision not to do it. So you get the schar for that. But a person should be working. We do want to be working to line our desire up with Ratzon Hashem, to line our mentality, to line our sentiments up with Ratzon Hashem, such that I want what he wants. This is a big subject. We're not going to elaborate on it now, but this is a big subject in Chavis HaVav. Whatever it is, just to recap here also, we're being told that with an Avera, it's the same idea as by a mitzvah. even if the act did not actually happen, if the act happened, you'll be held accountable for the act happening along with the decision and the desire to do it. But even if it didn't, there's a certain level of accountability for the fact that you decided to do it and did what you could to do it. There is a level of accountability for that also. Okay. On Wednesdays, we end earlier so as to make sure that the Rav David's shiur, which starts afterwards, will not, we won't overlap. So we'll end here for tonight. Good night, Rabbi Isai. Kol tov. Oh, Rabbi, we need you to end it.
Kol tov. Good night.